Caio da Barra. I came to tell you a story. There was a king, a great, exalted emperor, and there was a servant to this king, a very dedicated and faithful servant. He loved the king, and he was maisa nefesh for the king, and the king loved him, and the king showered upon him precious matanas, boons, and it came time that this Eved Ne'eman passed on to the higher world, and this king was a Zaycha Chasei Avos. He remembered the dedication of this servant who passed on to a higher world, and he extended that chesed to Bnei Bnei'im, to the children and the grandchildren of this servant. And he has commissioned one of the children of this servant to go to a distant land, perhaps in South Africa, in the jungles, and there you could mine precious stones and gems. And he was commissioned to produce these gems and deliver them to the king. And he, in return, he would certainly be rewarded very, very favorably, very, very favorably from the king. Now, this servant who was supposed to bring the gems, he neglected his duty. He didn't produce the gems. He didn't go out in the dark mines to dig and bring up the diamonds. He neglected that. And he had a friend in the king's court who was the minister of finance, and at the end of the year, when the day of inventory came and he was supposed to make a cheshbon with the king of what he could do and what his schar should be, he sort of had a friend in the king's court, this minister, and the king pleaded for him, and the minister of finance pleaded for him, and he said that he's really a good servant, but he had a cold and he was sick or whatever, and whatever tzrusim he can find, and from now on he's going to produce and deliver the way he should be, the way it's fitting and proper for a child of that great Ohel HaMelech, his passed away father. Now, this minister of finance, who always was available in the day of the inventory, but it happened that in a certain period, he wasn't available. He couldn't come. So then, the king appointed his daughter, the Bas Melech. She should be the one in charge of the inventory. And this Bas Melech was a cousin to that service. They had a common grandfather. And she was very nice to him. And when he, and when her, and when it was her turn to alternate and be in charge instead of the regular minister of finance, so she pleaded his case and she got a favorable reaction from her father, the king. And this servant got away with it. It happened that this Bas Melech came to visit her cousin, this servant, and he was very cross to her. And he abused her. And he threw her down the stairs. And he tossed objects at her. And she was hurt. She was badly hurt. He had a friend in the king's court, the princess. Now, he had an enemy, the princess. And it came to pass that in a certain day of inventory, the finance minister was absent and she took over. Imagine the plight of that servant. He's in dire trouble. He has an enemy in the king's court who's going to argue against him. She'll convict him. And he has a life of worries ahead of him. What should he do? In this hour of trouble, in this hour of his inventory, what should he do? She's going to go against him. What should he do? There's an answer. He went to the wise man of the king's court. And the wise man of the king's court told him, "Don't be a fool. You're not lost. Go to the princess. Fall to her feet, apologize, weep, tell her you're sorry. You will never abuse her again. You will realize that she is the Bas Melech. You will realize that she is the one who can really plead your case. Ask Michila. Do what you can. Get her on the good side. She'll be your Meichel. She's good and kind. And she'll plead your case for the king." And that's what he did. And the king accepted his apology. The Bas Melech accepted his apology. And he was commissioned for another year to bring the diamonds to the king. This is the story. It has a good ending. This story I adapted with changes from the Sefer Avi Nachal. It's a story which he told in the Drasha on Rosh Hashanah, which came out on Shabbat. And it's not necessary for me to explain the Nimshel. You all understand it. You understand that the king is the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, the HaMelech HaKadosh. You understand that this dedicated, dear servant that the king had, whom he loved, and that he loved the king so much, that he was a brother, you know, the other integration. And the Tachas Ki Ahad Asadai Secha V'yidcha B'zara Yachirav. Because Rabbani Shilayim loved our Aves, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yankev. We are the chosen people. And Rabbani Shilayim commissioned us to come down in this jungle, and this Olam Hazeh, and where there's an abundance of gems, of precious stones that we can produce for the king, Torah, a mitzvah, Yekarahi Mepninim. And at the end of the year, there's a day of inventory, there's Rosh Hashanah. And this servant has a friend in the king's court, the minister of finance, who always appears in the day of the chesh, in the day of the cheshbon, in the day of the inventory, and he pleads with him. This friend is the shaitan. We know that when we blow the shaitan is mamlet's type. The shaitan pleads to the Rabbi Nishmaelim. Every kayol that emanates from the shaitan is a tefillah, is a bakasha, it's a tchina. It asks for mercy. It asks for shefa bracha v'atzlacha, for refuah, for panasa. It beseeches the Melech Malchi HaMelachim to forgive Klal Yisrael. They were negligent. They didn't produce the diamonds that they were supposed to. But from now on, they're going to be good. The shofar, which is accompanied with the tshuva of the Jewish heart. And the Rabbi Yisraelim accepts the tshuva because we have such a wonderful attorney that pleads our case, the shofar. And that's what happens every year. But sometimes the shofar is not dear when Rosh Hashanah comes. But when the shofar isn't there, this servant has another friend at court. The Bas Melech, Shabbos HaMalka. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. The shofar isn't there. We're not allowed to blow shofar. So Shabbos comes, and Shabbos takes over, pleads our case, and whatever the shofar accomplishes for us in every ordinary year, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on a weekday, Shabbos accomplishes for us when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. The Sforim say, Tikkun b'chodesh shofar. Tikkun starts with a tav. B'chodesh starts with a bayis. Shofar starts with a shin. These are the yosiyos Shabbos. When we don't have the shofar, we have another shofar, a better shofar, the Shabbos. The Shabbos is the one who argues our case. And the Shabbos is a cousin to the servant of the king. The Yiddish and the Shabbos, it comes from the same mother of Hashemayim as the Shabbos comes. In fact, Shabbos is our Neshama Yisrael. The Yiddish and Neshama on Shabbos becomes a part of the Yiddish and Neshama. Shabbos is our cousin. And Shabbos pleads our case. And when Shabbos comes in Rosh Hashanah, we expect even a better year. Because Shabbos is very dear to the king. She's his daughter. And whatever Shabbos requests from her father, the father grants that request. If Shabbos requests a mechila, slicha, and kapara to Klal Yisrael, the Rabbein Yisraelim will grant that request. So this silly servant, he did a nice. He was so silly. Shabbos came to visit him. In the middle of the year, he had a quarrel with the Shabbos. He had a fight with the Shabbos. He wasn't machaber the Shabbos. He abused the Shabbos. He was machalo Shabbos. And chilo Shabbos is something more delicate than what you imagine. We'll soon talk about it in the official. And he threw the Shabbos down the stairs. He threw objects at her, muktzadika objects. And she was hurt. Shabbos was hurt. Shabbos was abused. Shabbos is angry. And when Rosh Hashanah comes, and the Shaitan isn't there, and our attorney is the Shabbos, could we expect that the Shabbos will clear our case? Don't you think that Shabbos will turn to be our enemy and bring out our guilt, Chas v'Shalom? We have abused the Shabbos, we have been mechal of the Shabbos. So, what should this servant do? What should this Yid Nebuch do? He went to the wise man of the court. Who is the wise man of the court? The Torah Gadayish. Torah Gadayish gave him an answer. Tshuva. And tshuva is, and tzedakah, and tefillah, ma'avir and esrayah gzeirah. You can plead, fall to the foot, to the feet of the Shabbos, ask mechila, promise the Shabbos, you will never abuse her again. You'll never have the Shalom be mechavel the kavod or the etzem of the Shabbos again. Get on the good side of the Shabbos. Yechay lehi sheterachem. Shabbos has a kind heart. Shabbos is mole chesed. Shabbos is a day of ahava. Yom kedusha menucha. Menuchas ahava unedava. Shabbos will forgive you. Just promise her. And seriously, take upon yourself that you're going to keep the Shabbos. And then Shabbos will be your friend. You have a friend that checks. You have a friend by the Rabbi Yishalayim. Shabbos will plead your case. This year, our attorney, the Shabbos, will not appear on Rosh Hashanah. The Shofar will not come to clear our case. Instead, the Bas Melech is going to come. Now, we have to, before Rosh Hashanah comes, we have to make sure that we are on good terms with the Bas Melech, with the Shabbos. Do we keep Shabbos? Of course I'm a Shayna Shabbos, of course. I put on my Shabbos, a kesut on Shabbos. I eat cholim and kugels. Of course I keep Shabbos. I'm not so sure. You cannot keep Shabbos correctly if you don't know the Hilchot Shabbos. There are 39 Avos Melachos. Melachos that are also on Shabbos. These 39 Avos Melachos, each one of them has 39 Tavos. Besides, there are Isurim Midrabanan that we have to be careful. And we're supposed to be mekayim, the kiyum of those isurim on Shabbos. Countless isurim drabam. So if we don't know Hilchot Shabbos, you definitely are Chadashonim Mecharu Shabbos. Some of those halachas are so complicated. You have to learn and relearn and chazar again to be able to master and know these halachas. Boyer is so complicated. It's so easy to be over on Iso Boyer. It's so easy to be over on Iso Muktzah. Muktzah is a Rabbanah. But if somebody is over at Rabbanan on Shabbos, b'meizit, he's a Mechalo Shabbos. If he touches wine, it's Yayin Nesach. If he cooks, it's Bishalakim, he's a Mechalo Shabbos. Shabbos is connected to Kavatai Lekula. You have to know who has Shabbos. So, before this Rosh Hashanah comes, when Shabbos is going to take the stand, and you expect Shabbos to argue for us instead of the Shaifah, get on good terms with the Shabbos. Promise Shabbos. Bygones are bygones. Mechila, Klicha, Rikapara. I'm going to learn Hilchas Shabbos. Not overnight. I'm going to make myself a seder on Hilchas Shabbos. And become a master, become a buck in Hilchas Shabbos. Not to be Mechalu Shabbos Chazal Shabbos. But there's more than that. A person could think that he keeps Shabbos because he isn't either on the Yisurim of Shabbos. And he keeps Shabbos, but Shabbos should be kept. Well, there are very many madrigas in Shmiras Shabbos. And a Ben Taira has to keep Shabbos in an altogether different oven than an Amara keeps Shabbos. The Gemara says, the cross of the Shabbos Sayyid, Nim Sechav Sechav Adab Adavo, Lo Yehei Dibuch. A Shabbos with Cheshbon HaNefesh. What can I do to improve the Shabbos? I should feel more that I'm an Eidus, that I testify to the Rabbeinu Shalom's Brias HaOlam, because that's Shabbos. Shabbos is we're Eidus of the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world. So Shabbos Tshuva is a very important part of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Zohar Asiyam is Shabbos Lekad Hashem. Ki Sheish Yisim Amas Hashem is a Shemayim Vesa'oretz, Vayana V'yayim HaShlili. So therefore, you should also keep Shabbos. We're shukten with the Rabbeinu Shalom.
Dibuach Eshel Cholom. Shabbos is a yayin menucha gedusha. Your conversation on Shabbos should not be like on the weekdays. Your diburim on Shabbos have to be more refined, more kaddish. They should be Shabbos day. The Rabbeinu Shalom created the world in 6 days. Did he do a malacha? The Baruch Hashem didn't do malachas. It says in Bereishis, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Yara, Vayomer Elokim Tadosh El Yoretz, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rekiya. The Baruch Hashem spoke. He uttered words. And with these words, he created the world. So, Anemis Hashem HaShabbos, as far as the Gedoshim tell us, has to keep Shabbos the way the Rabbeinu Shalom kept Shabbos. The 6 days of the Briya, the Rabbeinu Shalom created by talking Briya Dike Inyanim, Inyanim of the Briya of the 6 days of the Chayil, of the weekday. Shabbos, the Rabbeinu Shalom stopped talking these Yidurim. On Shabbos, we're supposed to keep Shabbos the way the Rabbeinu Shalom did. Our diburim should not be the same diburim as in the weekdays. Shabbos, Tor Devrei Torah, sings Meiras, daven, learn. Spend the day Shabbos with Kedusha, Yom Menucha Kedusha Le'amcha Masada. Shabbos isn't kept. It says because of the Shabbos Einig. So the Shulchan Kodesh says, it doesn't say Tiyelacha Einig, La Shabbos Einig. See that the Shabbos should enjoy your Shmirat Shabbos. Shabbos should have an Einig. Shabbos should derive pleasure from the way you keep Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't derive pleasure by you eating your chones and your kugel and going to bed and taking the Jewish cress and reading it from cover to cover. That's not the way you keep Shabbos. Shabbos is Torah. Shabbos is hailing a dibuhim. Shabbos isn't the day when you talk nonsense. Shabbos is the day of the Vekas for the Rabbeinu Shalom. To cleave to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shabbos is the Vekas. Uvei Sidva. When we came on Shabbos. Shabbos is a very pleasurable day for those who give pleasure to the Shabbos. And Shabbos reciprocates by giving pleasure to you. There was this Talmud of the Beis Aharon. The Kalina Rebbe, one of the very great Gedolim of the Tzaddikim who lived about 150 years ago in Russia, when they had that system of the feudal lords, the Peritsim, that each lord governed a whole town or a whole section, and he was able to pass judgment on the people who lived there. He was able to put them to death, and his whim, he was able to make tzaras chas v'shalom, and they made tzaras for Yidden, and they were very powerful lords, and they were always in search of new pleasures, always indulged the naughty, lowest pleasures that Olam Hazeh has to offer. And this Pavit, this wealthy, rich Pavit, decided one day, it was an August afternoon, and he decided he wanted to go sled riding. But in August, how can you go riding on a sled? There's no snow. No problem. He asked he ordered 100 of his vassals that each one should carry on his shoulder 100-pound bag of sugar. They brought the sugar to a large meadow. The sugar was spread on the meadow, and it looked as if it was snow, and it was slippery, granulated sugar. And then they brought the sled with the two horses. And the Pavit got into that sled, and he went sled riding over the sugar in the middle of a hot August day. So this chassid came to his Rebbe, to Rabban Kalina, and said, Rebbe, the Pavit is rich. The Pavit enjoys the world. He's sled riding in the middle of the summer. So the Baal Kalina says, I'm makedim pavits. How does his pleasure of sled riding in the middle of the summer, how does it in any way compare to the pleasure that I have Shabbos in the morning when I say Nishmas Kochad? I have had Bachtim coming in to me and complaining that Shabbos is the most miserable day in the week.
a boring day, Chas Hashanah. They have nothing to do. What can they do? You can't do this, you can't do that. You can't go to the baseball game, you can't. So they just wait, and they look at the clock, or they look on outside and 2-3 stars, when the baby opened up the radio and listened to the baseball game. Shabbos is a boring thing. Chas Hashanah. By the Baal and Talmina, Shabbos wasn't a boring day. His day was chock full of Oynik Shabbos. Yom Kedusha u'menucha liyam kerasata. Liyam medushnei Oynik. We are saturated in the fats of the pleasure of Shabbos. Who enjoys Shabbos? A Yid who keeps Shabbos. A Yid who keeps Shabbos b'kedusha. A Yid that Shabbos to him is a day of Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShabbos VeYikadesh Hashem. To him Shabbos is a blessed day. To him Shabbos is a heiliger day. That Yid gives pleasure to the Shabbos with his performance on Shabbos. And Shabbos reciprocates. Shabbos gives him a wonderful pleasure that no guy in the world could ever experience. From Moshe Leib Sassavel, one of the Talmidim of Rav Hashem Tov, he was very active. In those days, the Peritzim used to imprison Yidden and throw them into dungeons for not paying the rent in time. And those Nebuch desolate Yidden, they couldn't pay the rent in time because the circumstances and the conditions under which they lived, they just couldn't manage to give the rent in time. So they were thrown into the dungeon to rot away and die from hunger and from bites of the rats over there. So the Moshe Leib Sassavel used to collect money and then go to the rich Peritzim and redeem. He gave them money to pay the chayvus so that those Yidden should be liberated and they should get out of the prison. So he once came to one of those Peritzim when they had a ball. All the Peritzim got together to a festive day and had a ball and had very special good food. And that day it was a tainus day. And Rav Moshe Leib Sassavel was fasting. And the waiters carried a tray of piping hot food that each dish cost 800 gulden. Very, very special dish. And the aroma of that dish was so tempting that Ramesh, and it was a tainus, that Ramesh Leib felt that he's going to chalish. You know, the Gemara says that when somebody smells a food on Yom Kippur, and he feels like Kaddish, he's allowed to eat the Yom Kippur, because nefesh, he can die from it. He felt that he's getting the boom, and said he's Kaddish. So the Moshe Leib recounted the story to his Talmidim, and he said, so what did I do in such a case? I reminded myself as if I'm Neshulu, and I'm saying Nishmas Kol Chai. And that pleasure of just remembering my Nishmas Kol Chai gave me such pleasure that it paled all the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. Useless. They're nothing. And I enjoyed remembering the Shabbos, the calling of the Shabbos. And that saved his life. Analog Hayid enjoys Shabbos. It's the most joyous day in the week. Not it's more joyous than any other day of the week. It's the epitome of pleasure, Oynik Shabbos. Somebody who doesn't keep Shabbos the way it's supposed to be, he can't enjoy Shabbos. He doesn't know what Shabbos is. He never tasted Shabbos. He never got even a sample of Shabbos. Keep Shabbos the way it's supposed to be. It should be a Yom Menucha Kedusha. Keep Shabbos with being conscious of the fact
being knowing that Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShviyi VaYakadosh Aseh. It's a Yom Mevorech. It's a Yom Mekodesh. Accordingly, you should act on Shabbos like such a day. It's Rabbanu Shel Olam Simcha. It's Rabbanu Shel Olam's day that he's happy with the creation that Rabbanu Shel Olam created. Make Shabbos such a day that Rabbanu Shel Olam should be happy with you because you're part of this creation. And you're acting according to the plans of the Rabbanu Shel Olam's creation. So the Rebbe should help. That the sun is coming. Shabbos is going to argue our case. It says in Sfarim, before Rosh Hashanah, every person should be mekabel himself a new hanhaga in avodas Hashem, which he didn't keep before. Something new. A new hanhaga. A new resolution to be better for the Rabbanu Shel Olam. This year, I would suggest that your new hanhaga, your hanhaga chadasha, in the shana chadasha, should be in the area of Shabbos. Make your Shabbos a more mehudah than the Shabbos. Make your Shabbos a more acceptable Shabbos to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And you should be able to come Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah and say to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Ritzeinu v'menucha seinu. Rabbanu Shel Olam, accept our menucha as a carbon. Yish ereyach nechayach to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Ritzeinu v'menucha seinu Shabbos is that. And in this Yom HaShabbos, the Rabbanu Shel Olam should give us a year that maybe we will be zayicha this year to the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. This year, Shabbos reigns supreme. All the atzlachas of this year are going to be on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, the first day, is Shabbos. And Shabbos belongs shayicha for us. Sukkot, the first day, when Lulav Zeraisa, will be on Shabbos. And Shabbos will bench Lulav for us. Shmini Atzeres, the day of the Gemara Chasima, will be on Shabbos. Chanukah, which is chock full of brachas for Klal Yisrael, offers this year two Shabbosim. Because the first day is Shabbos, so it follows that the last day is Shabbos. An ordinary Chanukah has one Shabbos Chanukah. This year has two Shabbos Chanukah. Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, one of the Abba Rosh Hashanah, when there's a big din passed upon Yidin that they are like the Yolamis, the other Meis HaSadah. Chamisha Asar B'Shvat this year comes on Shabbos. The Ordi Hatzlachas of this year are on Shabbos. Your Hatzlacha is by having good Shabbos in this year. And the Datzchus, we should all have a Ksiva V'Chasina Taiva. We should all be inscribed in the Sefer Chayim, Baruchah Hashalim, Ufanasa Tov, Zeres Tov, Shuyis, and the Chomets, with Klal Yisrael together. We should be Zeicha to Hashanat Geulah Yeshua. We should be Zeicha. The world should be Zeicha. That Rabbanu Shel Olam's promise will be fulfilled. When this world will be purified, cleansed, and will enjoy an eternal Shabbos, a Yom Shekud, a Shabbos, the Gedusha, the Menucha, the Chaya, the Yolanda.